The question today is, why can't I believe? This is part number six. We've dealt with this for five days already on the radio broadcast. Why can I not believe? We know that Jesus said you must believe the gospel to be saved. You must repent and believe the gospel. Both of those are necessary ingredients. But a person cannot believe exercise saving faith until saving faith has been granted unto him. And that's the work of God. It's the gift of God. It takes the work of Holy Ghost conviction to bring a person to the end of themselves, that they might have the Lord Jesus revealed to them, and saving faith and repentance to be granted to them. Then they can obey the gospel by repenting and believing the gospel. We said that the word believe is always, when dealing with salvation, is used in a present tense verb. That means it's something with a heart, something you believe today, tomorrow, the next day, and next year, and be eternal security. But many believe. For instance, John chapter 2, they believed on Jesus, but Jesus did not commit himself to them because they didn't believe, exercise saving faith. They only exercised an intellectual faith or a seeking faith, and that's not saving faith. In John 8, they said they believed on Jesus, and Jesus said, if you continue in my word, you shall know the truth, and the truth to make you free. In other words, you be his disciple indeed. That's a work of God to bring you to that place on believing. And so it's a continuous action, habitual lifestyle. And no man can exercise faith until it's been granted him, and that will not happen until Jesus has been revealed to him. We use John chapter 9 as a basis of the man that was kicked out of the synagogue because he didn't agree with their tradition, and he'd been healed physically from blindness. And then when Jesus passed by, he said, do you believe? And Jesus used the present tense verb when he said that. And the man said, who is he that I might really believe? But that man did not use a present tense verb there. He used an aorist tense verb, which means I want to believe on him as much as I can. But Jesus revealed himself to him, and the man said, I believe. Using a present tense verb, he exercised saving faith and was gloriously saved that day. Now, we said as we looked at this series, we want to come and kind of in the back door and say, what's keeping you or a person from believing? Why can't I believe? What's keeping you from Jesus being revealed to you? And, of course, the Bible, as we talked about some things, it said you must continue in his word. That means to do what the Bible says to do, that God's quickened to you, that you know is right. There's some things that's simple. You must obey. You must walk in them. If you're not willing to make a feeble attempt to try to continue in his word, in his truths that he's quickened to you, you'll never get to the place that you believe, and you'll die and you'll go to hell. We used the parable of the seed, the soil, or the sower, whichever one you'd want to call it, in Matthew 13, and said that you must have an ear to hear. You must have an ear to hear. A lot of people don't have an ear to hear. They don't want the plowshare of the Holy Ghost of God to reach down in their heart and plow up their soil and make it good ground. If you're one of those persons, you will never get to the place that you'll believe by exercising saving faith. Another thing we used in that illustration is if you allow the devil to give you a false profession, be a stony ground here, and you're holding on to something that's not real. You won't get honest with yourself. You won't keep the seed. And you've got to keep the seed, guard the seed, so that you'll have understanding that you might come to the place that the Lord Jesus will be revealed to you, and that you might be saved by exercising saving faith. So I want to go a little further today on what's keeping you from believing. What's keeping you from having Jesus reveal himself to you? You see, the Lord knows your motives, and he'll not reveal himself to you till the motive is right. And it takes that work of Holy Ghost conviction to get you to that place. But one of the reasons that you you'll not believe and will not get to that place is apathy. Apathy. The Lord laid this on my heart one night back some time ago. In other words, who has apathy is said to be apathetic. And that means he's void of feeling. He's free from passion. He's insensible. That's what the dictionary says that apathetic means. It means to be unconcerned. It's kin to the word being indifferent. You see, a person can have apathy in one area of his life and not in the other. You can have passion in one area of your life and not another. But when it comes to believing, why can't I believe? You just may be apathetic to the things of God. In other words, apathy was the leading cause of the children of Israel being in captivity in the days of the judges and all the different times of the judges. In other words, the Bible says in Judges 21:25, it talked about in those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. In other words, they began to leave God out of their daily lives. They were unconcerned about truth or the light that they had. They were more concerned about the material things. And God had to send captivity time after time. In other words, he did that to them in different times in the days of Judges. And then after a time, they begin to cry out. And then God would raise up a judge who would deliver them. And then for a while, God was the greatest thing that ever was. But it didn't take long till apathy set in again. And as a result, they went back and had unconcern for God. And materialism was what they were concerned about. They had no passion for the things of God, and he was put on the back burner of their lives. Unconcerned about him and his way, then he would send captivity again, and the cycle started over. The same cycle holds true to early America. You find that soon after the pilgrims arrived in the new America, their eyes wandered after more land, more things, more money. They became apathetic about the things of God. And he would send plagues or Indian raids or other things to stop the apathy of the people. But time and time again, they had to suffer greatly before they would return to their sense and begin to reverence the Lord. So the cycle has continued in America for several generations. And apathy is blamed for much of the early American problems. Why can't I believe? Many are apathetic. They're indifferent to the light that the Lord's given them. Now, in the book of Romans, the Bible speaks about that. In verse 19 of the book of Romans, chapter 1, we find that because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. In other words, there's a conscience inside of every man that's emptied. It's a God-shaped vacuum that only God can fill, and people are filling it with everything else but God. And there'll be no peace and contentment until God fills that. So there's a conscience inside, but outside, the Bible says in verse 20 of Romans 1, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." So there's a creation outside. Psalms 19 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night knowledge." There is no language nor speech where their language is not heard. Their line has gone out to the ends of the earth. Now, if you realize that saying, that's nowhere but what the creation rises, the sun rises on everybody in the face of this earth sometime or another, and the sun sets, and the stars come out at night, and the moon shines, reflects the sun at night, and it's saying in God's creation that somebody bigger than man made this creation. In other words, it's revealing that there's a Godhead. And every man is without excuse. In other words, light in creation says that God is there. And you see, all of us have this light. The Bible said in the book of John, chapter 6, verse number 45, and this is right after Jesus said, "No man cometh to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I'll raise him up at the last day." But it says in verse number 45, "It is written in the prophets that they shall all be taught of God." All be taught of God. And that means every man has light of creation, light of conscience, and they're taught of God. Now, indifference or apathy leads to ingratitude. See, if people are indifferent about the light God gives, that's apathetic, being apathetic. And that means there's no passion about the things of God or God himself. And that leads to ingratitude, means they're not thankful. The Bible said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 18, "In all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And so you see, you must give thanks. You must give thanks for what God's done. And the light God's given you, you need to recognize that he's given it to you so that you can be concerned about what he wants for you. but people are apathetic about it. They don't want anything to do with it, and as a result, they're in trouble. They get in trouble. So apathy or indifference leads to ingratitude, and ingratitude leads to ignorance. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse number 21, he says this, he said, but because, in verse 21, first part said, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. That's the ingratitude. Then it said, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. You see, when your indifference or apathy leads to ingratitude, which leads to ignorance, and of course, what light you have becomes darkness when you're not thankful for what God's done for you. And that's why many today are not able to believe. Why can't I believe? It's because Jesus is not revealed to you. Saving faith's not been imparted to you. Why is that? Because you're indifferent about the light, the truth that God's give you, and you just remain stagnant and you stay there. In fact, even what light you have becomes darkness and leads to ignorance. But it doesn't stop there. If when you go down what we call the Romans road to ruin in chapter 1, that'll lead to idolatry. Verse 23 says there in Romans 1, and changing the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beast and creeping things. In other words, there's a downward trend. Man, and worship man, and then birds and four-footed beast and then creeping things. You see, but it doesn't stop there. It all starts with indifference or apathy, but it leads down to idolatry, but it doesn't stop there. It leads to immorality. And in other words, wherefore? In other words, verse number 24 says, wherefore means in view of the fact that man is downward trend, God gave them up to vile affection, uncleanness, and reprobate mind is what it talks about. And those three, all three happening at the same time. When God pulls back the hedge on you, but it all begins with apathy or unconcern for the things of God. So the question is not so much why can I believe, but it is how can you believe in this apathetic condition that you're in? You're unable to continue. You're unconcerned about the light he's given, but he has given his promise. In John 8, 31, 32, if you will continue in my word, then shall you be my disciples, indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So you see, you can reverse that and find if you will continue, the Lord will not reveal. Or in other words, if you will not continue, the Lord will not reveal himself to you, and you will die in your sins and be cast one day in the lake of fire. Continue, even though it may be a feeble attempt, and you'll come to the place that God will grant you saving faith. He'll reveal himself to you, and he'll save you. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you. Until we meet again on the air or in the air, may the good Lord bless you, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.